You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web, and your number one source for after-show entertainment.
Very good, Gene
Johnson.
From the AfterBuzz Studios in Los Angeles, California, presented by Maria Menounos and Bing.com, and streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies, this is AfterBuzz TV's Real Housewives of New Jersey After Show. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest news and gossip. If you'd like to buzz in on tonight's show, you can buzz us at 424-256-1729. That's 424-256-1729. And now, another post-game wrap-up show for your favorite TV show. It's AfterBuzz TV's Real Housewives of New Jersey After Show.
Life is short. I have no time for drama.
I never throw the first punch, but I'm always a knockout. When times get tough,
you learn who your real friends are.
All right. I'm a Vegas girl.
I will call your bluff.
We're old school.
She really won't.
No backbone. Just kidding.
Basically. Are we on? Oh, hi. Hello. Bing is for doing, you guys. I'm saying a lot of us. I don't like that. I'll try not to do that. So if you are tuning in, this is the after show for the Real Housewives of New Jersey. Yay!
Yay!
And we are really, really excited because we have two special guests in our studio today, and you're going to get to meet them shortly. But I want to first remind you guys, please go into iTunes and rate us. Just make your comments and rate us, whether it's good, bad. We want to hear it. We love to see them. It's completely free. You can download the show. You don't have to pay a thing, nothing at all. And we actually read your comments. We really, really value them. So please don't forget to do that. And without further ado, I'm going to introduce our panel today. To my left.
Hey guys, before we get started, Bing is for doing.
Did you say that?
Okay.
Bing is for doing.
Okay, maybe because it was so subtle today.
I know.
Hey guys, I'm the girl who rocks Louboutins and drinks a 40 out of a brown paper bag. Follow me on Twitter at It's Susan Hahn because I'm the girl who's keeping it real one bitch at a time.
And really quick, before we go across to the table, our two special guests are from this very, very fun stage show here in Los Angeles. It's called The Real Drunk Housewives of the San Fernando Valley. And Susan and I, we went to check out the show this past weekend. It was absolutely hilarious.
Hilarious.
So much fun. We had to bring them here in the show and share them with you. So, Natalie, hey. Introduce yourself.
My name is Natalie Haller, and I'm the producer of The Real Drunk Housewives of the San Fernando Valley.
Hi, I am Jen Roenheimer, and I play Pepsi.
Yay!
Yay!
Natalie and Jen, they are huge, huge super fans of the show, so much so that they developed this stage show. So we're going to talk a little bit more about that later in the show, but we're going to dig in and do your favorite thing, and we're going to cover this recent episode all about packing your baggage, episode 14. But real quick, before we get started, I want to address a comment that we got from a fan, and her name is Philomena Russo. I want to get that right. Philomena, you were actually kind of upset last week because you said that we glossed over the whole Caroline's comments about Teresa and the divorce. And I want to say we are so into the show and we're so passionate about it. We didn't mean to gloss over. I think sometimes we just want to talk about so much that sometimes we kind of forget to dig into those other things.
Right.
So by no means did we mean to gloss over that at all. It was definitely a very big subject, one that I think is still very relevant. So we're going to actually start off today's show addressing that comment from last week, which was, if you guys, you know, I'm going to remind you, Caroline was at Teresa's book signing and she was basically making the comments that Teresa needs to prepare because if Joe goes off to jail, she's going to have to get a divorce and she's going to have to be a single mom. Do you think she was justified in making her comments?
Well, let me correct you if I can. Caroline was not at Teresa's book signing. Caroline was commenting book signing and how Teresa's has her hands in so many pots right now. And we did address it slightly, but I couldn't really understand what where Caroline was going with this. Remember, mm-hmm. I said, or I had asked you guys, was she taking a dig? Like, oh, was it supposed to be like, oh, her girls could finally see what a strong, independent woman she is? So that's what I was a little bit confused about. Was Caroline actually giving Teresa props, or was she taking a dig at her?
Got it. What do you guys think about that?
I do not think she was giving her props.
Oh, I do not. Yeah.
No, I think she was like, bold prediction. You know, look out. Teresa's going to take advantage of this whole jail mm-hmm. situation. Mm-hmm. And then she's going to show her girls, look, now I'm single mommy and, you know.
Okay, so if that was a dig,
woman take over the world,
then shame on her, because she's bringing her kids involved. Yeah. Now, we can fight dirty all we want, but when we bring our children involved, that's beyond unacceptable.
I love that sound effect. I mean, yes, she did make a comment about her kids, and yes, we know that it was a dig. It wasn't really like, go Teresa. At the same time, though, do you think she was a little justified in making her comments based off of all the crap that Teresa's had to say about her and her kids? Like, from the book, and you know what I mean? Like,
well, I understand where Caroline is coming from, but we have to also take into consideration that her kids are grown-ass men. And and Teresa's girls are
They're impressionable. They're
little girls.
Okay.
And so that's why I wasn't sure if it was like a condescending tone of voice or if that was Caroline being genuine, like, oh, her mom, they'll finally see their mom being this strong single woman. And I mean, that's a dig at single women out there. It's kind of like, do single mothers out there choose to be single mothers because they have this ambition and this drive? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, no, I get it. I can see your point about, you know, shame on Caroline, because it was a dig. At the end of the day, she wasn't giving props to Teresa at all.
And I think there are so many adultery rumors right now, you know, with Teresa and Joe, that if Teresa broke up with him when he was free, then, you know, it would make her look bad. But I think Caroline's kind of saying like, oh, well, if he goes to jail, then Teresa can kind of take the moment and go, daddy's in jail.
You know what?
I don't think it's a good thing to say, but, you know.
Right. And I don't think we've seen the end of this comment. I think this is going to grow, especially as the rumors about Teresa and Joe living separate lives, where this is going to pop up again for sure.
But is it such a horrible thing that Teresa does have her hands in a lot of pots right now because she is trying to be successful for her family? I mean, we hear so much about how Joe Giudice was very successful. They had boats, they had houses, and obviously, you know, they went through their bankruptcy. Right. So is it so wrong for Teresa to be overly ambitious and to do cookbooks and to do Fabellini?
I don't think it's wrong, but I think it kind of brings up the whole thing about, can women have it all? And, you know, because at the end of the day, she does have four small kids. She has a husband who's facing going to jail. She has all this stuff. So I think, and not that I don't think that she should be doing this, because I think it's great, but I think the question becomes, well, you've got this husband who's like going around doing Lord knows what, doesn't even have a driver's license. He might be going to jail, and you have these four young girls. So where's the mommy? So I think that's maybe what the argument is.
So basically the argument is, because Teresa's working her ass off and because she does want it all, and we're all women and we do want it all.
Oh, yeah.
Is that the reason why Joe is off doing God knows what with whoever? Is that what we're saying right now? Or is that what you're...
I mean...
Yeah, but she doesn't have a choice. What else is she going to do to support that lifestyle? Right. Her husband, he can't even keep a pizza flipping job.
Right. Exactly.
Those kids might be better off, though, if Joe is gone. I mean, Teresa is a tough chick, and Joe is treating her kind of crappy sometimes in front of those kids. That it may be better if Joe...
crappy
Joe's gone. I don't
all the time.
Yeah. And at the end of the day, he's a macho guy. This is a macho Italian family, and the man is supposed to be the breadwinner. He's supposed to support and provide for his family, and right now he's not doing that. His wife is. So I could see where that's going to hurt any man's ego.
I understand that, but he doesn't look like he's minding eating all that cheese and salami and that wine that she's bringing home. You know what I mean?
I agree with you. Well, now let's dig into this episode, because I think for one time, it's the big RV trip. It's the big trip to San Francisco. And we actually see everybody having a really good time. I think for the first time in a few episodes, we really don't see any fighting. We don't see any, you know, people, you know, talking behind each other's backs. They're genuinely enjoying each other's company. And I want to start out by saying, or at least I want to call it Camp Beverly Hills, because the very first part, we see the camera pan to each woman. They're trying to pack for the trip. And what heels should I bring? camping. What leather bag should I take? And it's like, haven't these bitches ever been camping before?
I love how all the men's answers was that universal answer. Yes. Like, we are going camping.
Yeah.
And that was it.
Two dressed up outfits, some casual wear. And
exactly. We're going
camping. Half of what I see.
Yeah. Exactly. And we'll get into the fashions that we see on the campground.
And have you guys also noticed the men were like, did you pack for me? Did you pack for me? It's like, oh, you have hands. Pack your damn self.
They only need one shirt and one shorts.
They pack their stuff in a paper bag.
I know. And they will repeat the same outfit a million times over. But before we get to talk about the wrath of Irene and the big trip that got them there, I wonder if you can buy things for camping on Amazon.com.
Absolutely.
I don't really go camping. What do you buy for a camping trip?
Well, let's see. You need sleeping bags. You need vodka.
Heels with fringe.
You need cheese and salami, apparently.
Salami. Yeah. Wow, what we're getting at, AfterBuzz fans, as I'm sure you can figure out at this point, is we have this great affiliate program with Amazon.com, and if you would normally shop with Amazon.com, all we're asking you to do is take a little detour. You go to AfterBuzzTV.com, you click on the Amazon banner. It's an affiliate program, and what happens is it helps us bring you more shows, it helps us keep things free on iTunes, and it keeps things going. So that's all we're asking. Little detour. Amazon.com. Help us out.
And it's free.
And it's free. Free.com. All right, Irene.
Before we move on to Irene, I love Gia. You guys know how much I love Gia. She's like, oh my God, pack woman.
She's so hilarious. I can't wait to see that little girl grow up.
I can't
wait.
She needs to have her own show. Yeah. She's so cute.
She is something. All right, so they've got this big trip planned from the East Coast to the West Coast, and of course, Irene gets in the way, and if I can remember from last year when that storm was happening, it didn't seem like it was that big of a deal, but I guess,
We
weren't there for flying.
Oh, flying, though. Yeah, you don't want to fly through
So
them.
Their plans got derailed a little bit. They had to,
why, because of a hurricane? What's a hurricane? A little rain?
It's just rain and wind.
Funny. A hurricane is a coming. It just means that it's rain and wind. Well, that's what a hurricane is, Teresa. God.
She's like, it's just a little rain and windy. It's a wind.
Yeah. Okay. Every time she opens up her mouth, you just don't know what you're going to get.
Hey, there's nothing wrong with that.
Or just like, if it's going to make sense, you just don't know with that woman. But so they finally make it. Like, did you think that, like, because of all the, obstacles they had to go through to get there, that, like, they actually were going to get along? Like, what did you guys think?
I think it worked in their favor.
I thought they would be a lot crankier during that travel. Yeah. Everybody was
really happy in the car. But I think it's, like, the calm before the storm.
Totally. Totally calm before the storm. Because once we finally get to San Francisco or Napa, where, Napa's in
Half
San
Moon
Francisco.
Bay?
Yeah.
Half Moon Bay. Like San Francisco.
Yes. Everybody's in the camping store and...
And they go wild animals. Like almost $5,000.
I know.
On like a 3-day trip.
I wrote that down. $4,573.
My goodness.
Do you know what I can do?
Do you know what I... You know how many Louboutins I can get with that?
Right?
Four?
Two.
God. You know what? I glossed over something really important that I want to bring up. This is actually before the trip, so I'm going to... Rewind for a second. What do you guys think about Albie?
Yes,
acting?
I was so glad you're bringing this up.
Lindsay,
what do you guys think about that? Giselle, baby girl, I'm sorry. If you were here, we would have a box of tissues for you and a bottle of wine, but you're going to have to deal with this on your own.
What did you, like, do you,
we went from
last week with the family basically saying, Albie doesn't have time for a girlfriend.
Albie said that.
And now he's asking her to move in? What do you think they're going to, like, their reactions are
going
to be?
I think Caroline is going to flip out.
I agree, but at the same time, he's a grown-ass man.
Yeah.
And I think that she will flip out and she'll say her piece. But at the end of the day, I think Caroline is the type of mother that's going to have to sit back and let her son make his own mistakes, if it's a mistake.
I mean, do we think it's the right thing to do? Because how long
it's like
been
moving
dating?
Into
like
a fraternity house, though, right?
What single girl wants to move in with three other guys?
Okay, well, it's two other guys because being gay, you're like more cleansed.
But still, it's three boys.
Well,
no, It's three penises.
It's okay, but it's not three boys in one room.
The seat will always be up in that house.
Right. Thank
well,
you.
Well, I'm sure, you know, one of the bedrooms, I'm thinking it has their own bathroom, and I'm thinking it's probably Albie's.
I'm just thinking it's New York City or Hoboken. I know the apartments aren't that big. You know?
Yeah, it seems pretty small. And what was that woman's sign on the door? Did you see when they were in the room?
Oh, yeah.
The side of the door.
Oh. Okay, but you know, haven't you been 20-something years old? And whether your boyfriend had 8 roommates or not, if you want to live with him, you're going to live with him.
I don't know.
She's been hanging out there probably a lot. She knows what she's getting into. Yeah.
I think his family, his mother, is going to hit the roof. And so will his uncle, Chris.
No, you know who was going to hit the roof? Lauren.
Yes.
Oh, Lauren.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, because usually the sister is the gatekeeper when it comes to stuff like that. Yeah.
Angry Bird Lauren.
Angry Bird Lauren.
She's
going
to flip out.
Sorry I glossed over that, you guys. Yeah, but, you know, right? I caught up. Okay, so I'm going to fast forward a little bit. So they finally get to the campground, and Teresa and Melissa, they actually seem to really be getting along.
Right,
you know?
And the operative word being ground.
Yeah. Yeah,
the parking lot.
The camping cement.
Right. Yeah, right? Like, now, I don't really go camping, but I had a completely different mental picture of what it was going to be like. Did you guys? Like, what were you expecting?
Correction, they said that we're going to go RVing camping. So they specifically said we're going RVing camping. And then all the girls were like, we're going camping. Chris LaRita said, we're going RV camping. Yeah. That's why they rented an RV.
So, but like, it's just a parking lot? Is that like common?
Well, I mean, you can't just roll your RV up on
onto the sand
and be like, beep, beep, move over, seal. You know what I mean?
I was expecting like a state park looking kind of a place. Well, you know what I mean? Yeah, with the creek, and that's what I was expecting.
There are some RV parks like that.
But I think by the beach, I think that's just standard.
That was the beach parking lot. I guess it's an experience.
Are you pulling a Teresa saying, we're so close
that's
to the freeway?
Low, bro.
Not that it's even low.
In what moonshine? Ugh.
You know?
Well, yeah, let's talk about
the neighbors.
That. So Teresa and Melissa, they go to meet the neighbors, and did you catch what they're wearing? Like, that's something you would do. You would wear stuff like that camping. I know you
okay,
would.
Okay, don't let the cuteness fool you. Okay, I have outfits for camping. Don't get it twisted, okay? I know how to dress for occasions, mofo. How dare you?
Oh, snap. Who even does that when camping, though? Go around and meet the neighbors? Have you?
Oh, I meet the neighbors?
Yeah, that's common.
You
that's
might need to borrow sense, right? Some maple syrup in
that's
the morning.
True. Exactly.
Something, you know?
These people just spent $5,000 at Camping World. They don't need to borrow
well,
anything.
Clearly, that's true. But this clearly, they spent their money on, like, some
Scrabble.
Which
that Teresa
I'm sure
use.
Teresa can't even spell Scrabble.
Wait, so I have a question though. Yeah. Where did Vito smuggle that sausage and cheese from? Did he take that on the plane?
Vito and his. You mean like where did it come from?
Yeah, where did
like,
it come
how
from?
How did he get that from New Jersey?
I think he shipped
to the
it.
RV.
Maybe he I don't know.
Shipped to Camping World.
I mean, that was like
maybe
he shipped
the
it.
Wonders of
crazy
about
the
TV.
I know.
Yeah, but that was smart though, because you know, just like Carolyn said, Italians camping equals provolone and sausage. Mm-hmm.
Okay, but it's not like they are going to like Idaho. Like they're in California. They're going to Napa.
Yeah,
I'm sorry, but did you know that Napa has great wines
and
cheeses and olive oil and sausage?
Yeah.
Well, we've yet to see them indulging in those, you know, things.
But good call. See, I'm a Vito. I come prepared. I like my food.
I know. He's like, you know? Here we go.
Your comfort food.
No, that was good. That was good. But, like, what's up with the outfits that the women are wearing? Like, Melissa had on 6-inch heels with chains.
With the chains. Yeah.
I mean, that jacket was cute, but, like, not.
She looked hot,
It was cute. Mm. It was cute, right?
They're from Jersey. Have we met Jersey? That's Jersey.
This is true.
You know?
And they looked it, too.
Yeah.
They looked so out of place.
Jen, you used to live on the East Coast, right?
I did. So, I lived in New Jersey.
Yeah, so you get it.
Where in Jersey?
I lived in Bergen County.
Yes.
Not in Franklin Lake.
So. Yeah. So you know what we're working with here.
Yes.
I see.
And how was the fashion sense, honestly speaking?
Oh, God. Well, it was a long time ago.
Mm-hmm. Was it strawberry head to toe? You guys know what I'm talking about.
Yes,
there's a clothing
I do know
store.
Strawberry. Yes.
Yes.
in the East Coast called Strawberry. Yeah. And that's where you go if you do an all-nighter and you have to get to work by 8:30 in the morning.
You're so right.
Yeah, you just pick up an outfit.
Oh, that, and if you're in New York City, you go to, what's it called?
Conway's.
Yeah. Conway's with the pink bags. Okay, we're getting off topic here. Let's see. Another big subject, which shouldn't be a surprise, is sex. And sex was all over this episode, and it was coming all from the men. All right, so let's see the well. It started off when they were in the RV. They were watching the Bull and the Cow video.
Yes.
No, that was that was even before the RV. That was like the shuttle to the
world.
Yeah,
that's right.
So it's like, wow, we already like that was setting the stage for what was to come next, because between the Bull and the Cow video, then like Richie has a freaking boner. Can you say that?
It's to Morning. What can you expect?
Morning Wood.
But he doesn't have to walk around.
He's proud of it. So then that, and then Joe Gorga flashes his penis to Chris.
Yeah. Tarzan?
Yeah, Tarzan, as he likes to call it. And then Teresa is grabbing on Melissa's boobs. And
Well, they're grabbing it. Well, I love how they're like, my fake titties are real.
They feel really real.
They're real. They're very real. But they're fake. But they're real.
They're soft and real.
Oh, and then I love Teresa's little comment, like, Melissa's a toucher. She used to grab me all the time, and she used to grab my butt and say, oh, my God, you have the best ass in the world. It's like, really, you had to throw that in there?
Of course, pumping her up. Pumping her
She pumps herself up, you know.
All right, so let's get to some juice. All right, so Teresa confronts Kathy about what happened at the book signing last week. So you remember how Kathy brought up, oh, that's my mom's pizzelle recipe. Yeah. Oh, that's another one. Mm-hmm. So do we think that she was being oversensitive about that whole situation with Kathy? What do you think?
Yes. I think it was ridiculous. I don't think Kathy meant anything by it. Mm-hmm. And to bring it up, she keeps saying that she leaves things in the past and she just wants to move forward.
Right.
And here she is bringing up the past.
Well, clearly
it up again.
Clearly she doesn't leave things in the past.
Yeah. No.
However, I understand where Teresa's coming from this one.
Really?
If I'm at a book signing and you're coming and you make a comment like, oh, I remember it. That kind of comment, I can understand how it could get under her skin. Mm-hmm. Oh, that's my mom's pizzelles, or that's she might not have said that's my mom's recipes, but she's insinuating that that's her mother's. Oh, and the cookies, oh, that's my mother's too. It's like, shut the F up. This is my book signing. You know what I mean?
Right,
and so that
right.
that was a dig. And I'm not saying that Kathy meant it,
right.
but she still said it. So I can understand where Teresa kind of got her feathers ruffled a little bit.
Well, that's my next question. Do you think that Kathy's response was genuine? Like, was it sincere? Because she basically was like, oh, wow, I said that. I didn't mean it that way. Do you think she was sincere? Or do you think she was really trying to give her a dig, you know, after all?
You know, I think Kathy is very aware of what she says. Mm-hmm. She could have said, I didn't mean it like that, but she knows what she said.
She does, yeah.
Because her and Richie had that conversation while they were leaving the book signing. She said, my mother's recipe.
Oh, right.
So keep it real, you know?
You're right.
And, you know, Kathy, she has this around her finger as of right now. Mm-hmm. But, you know, we'll see what happens. This could all be media training or this, you know, we never know what Kathy's doing.
So I just wonder, like, what's the state of their relationship going to be? Because it doesn't seem like Teresa can let things go. And now that we've learned, I mean, I guess we can bring it up, you know, now. Teresa and Melissa have a heart-to-heart, you know? And something that stood out to me is Melissa's, Teresa says, Teresa says about Melissa, oh, you know, you agree with Kathy, so I thought we were good. And what's strange to me about that is, so everybody has to agree with her for things to be good. You know what I mean? Like, that's what I took away from that. Like, what do you guys think?
Yeah, she's always trying to get somebody on her team. Even, like, when she fell out with Jacqueline, she's like, okay, now I'm going
to
run over here.
She moved on to Kathy.
And, like, you know, we had an issue with the magazine, and she asked me about jail, so now, you know. Can you believe it? She's always saying, can you believe it?
Well, her definition of loyalty means I'm always right and you're going to have to back me up and be on my side.
Exactly.
But this is also, this is who Teresa is. She's very naive and very immature in that sense where whether clearly if I'm in the wrong, you still have to agree with me or else you're betraying me. You're not loyal to me. You're not my friend. I thought we were friends. I thought we made up. And that's where I think all this drama is starting from is Teresa's definition of being loyal.
Yeah, or just being friends. I feel like she doesn't realize it's okay to have a disagreement with a friend. It's okay for someone not to agree with you 100%, but it doesn't mean that that person doesn't have your back or your best interest at heart. And when she made that comment, I was like, really? Like, now she's back with, you know, Melissa, you know? Like, here they are trying to mend things, and Melissa's just trying to be like, hey, you know what? Maybe you need to think about what you're saying. And I agree. I know you're not on Team Melissa, but I agree with her.
What she said.
What she said, you know? At the end of the day, she's the common denominator with all these relationships. Like, what do you guys think about
that? I was absolutely Team Melissa in that very moment. Yeah. I commend her for taking that risk. You know, especially with Teresa, because she's always walking on eggshells around her.
Always. Mm-hmm.
But you're right. When you are going to look at the situation and you're the common denominator, everyone around you has some sort of issue going on. It might be you.
It's got to be her.
But then she brings it in. She's like, but I'm good friends with Dina. And, you know, Dina's the godmother.
You know?
It's always like, oh, but, you know, it's not everybody. It's just all of these people.
Right. And the most interesting thing is that Teresa has beef with every single one of those women, yet collectively those women are okay when she's out of the equation. So that says something, too, because none of the rest of them are fighting amongst each other.
Right.
It's just Teresa. She's the common denominator. So I was glad for Melissa kind of standing up and just being a good friend, because I think only someone who is your friend
can be that honest
with you, right?
Yeah.
I was surprised Teresa didn't blow up. I expected...
Yep.
Mm-hmm. I did not expect her to be so calm when Melissa confronted her.
Like, hopefully it got through there. It got through the, you know, the low hairline she's got going on.
Speaking of that one shot that she was in
the interview.
She was so Elvira.
I know. The hair back, the red lips,
and that cut out dress.
And the feathers on the sleeve. No, that is not.
I don't know.
No, that shot aged her like 40 years.
Easily.
Yeah, I was like, whoa, who's that?
But I was definitely proud of Melissa for...
I was proud of Melissa.
Yeah, standing her ground and just really just telling her like it is. Now, who knows if it's going to stick?
It's frustrating because I don't think she told her like it is. I think she kind of gave her the sugar-coated version of how it is. And I'm hoping one of these girls really step up to the plate and sit her down. And I'm sorry, it might have to be a little... you know, a little like reprimanding her, but they need to speak to her in her language where she can understand. And if that's
might be tough.
If that's taking it down to junior high level, then by God, do what you got to do, because this woman is not understanding what the definition of loyalty is. Or, you know, I don't hold grudges. Are you kidding me?
She doesn't know what that word means.
She doesn't know what that word
means.
She doesn't know what hurricane means.
We need Gia to translate.
Yes.
And another good point that I was proud about Melissa bringing up is she said, because Teresa brought up the book again. You know, I wouldn't have put a beautiful picture of Caroline in the book if we were friends. She's like, Teresa, it's not about
the beautiful picture.
Enough. She doesn't get it.
Yeah.
Who cares about a stupid goddamn picture if you're cutting up her family left and right in print?
Well,
who cares?
I think I'm not defending her, but I this is what I'm guessing. Maybe Teresa's explanation for her behavior is, hey, I'm going to take a little dig at you, Olive Garden, but I'm going to put a beautiful picture of you next to it so it should cancel it out and it should be okay.
And then I'm going to steal your Italian sausage from your RV.
Yeah.
And it's not Italian.
It was tongue in cheek. Yeah. Like, does she even know what that
means? She does not know what that means.
Heckle and jive.
So I was proud of Melissa. I know you're not, you know, her fan normally, but I was proud of her because that had to be hard to bring those things up.
I agree.
She had no idea what she was going to get back.
I was very proud of her as well.
So, Melissa! Trying to bring the family together. So, I think we're going to hit a quick commercial and come back with some more fun stuff.
Hey there, good buddies. The handle's Wooly Bear. I'm a truck driving man, but I'm not that old school kind of truck driving man, no. I like to listen to podcasts while I'm driving through these great United States of ours. And my favorite podcasts in the world are from AfterBuzz TV. And why? Because AfterBuzz TV is like a post-game wrap-up show for all your favorite TV shows, like Jersey Shore, Dancing with the Stars, Mad Men, and a whole truckload more. I like listening to my Gossip Girl podcast, catching up with all my fellow fans and getting all the latest news and gossip. You know, I got some strong opinions. And AfterBuzz TV lets me share those opinions with thousands of other listeners. Woo-wee, what a feeling. I used to doze off on those lonely stretches of road. And don't worry, I got the cruise control. But now I'm wide awake and listening to all the AfterBuzz TV goodness. Check them out. Give them a holler. And tell them the old Woolly Bear sent you.
Okay, we are back. And just to remind you guys, we have two special guests in the studio today. We have Natalie Haller. Did I say that right? And we have Jen Ronheimer. And these two ladies are from The Real Drunk Housewives of San Fernando Valley. It's a really fun show that's here in Los Angeles. Susan and I went to go see it over the weekend. It was so damn funny. And you have to tell us, like, how the show came to be. Obviously, it came, you know, from the fact that you are super fans of the show. But tell us a little bit about the show.
Yeah, absolutely. So I'm a super fan of the Housewives, yeah. And I would always, you know, watch and then call my husband Bill, come in here, you have to see this, come yeah. in here, you have to see this. And after a while, he just came and said, you know, I have this idea for a musical. And so he started writing it, and with his co-writer, Kelly Bashar, and, you know, they put it up, and we put it up in Hollywood. And, you know, the idea of The Real Drunk Housewives is that in every Housewife episode, somebody has a glass of wine. It doesn't yep. matter if it's 10 in the morning or 10 at night. It doesn't right. matter if we're outside or inside, you
camping,
know.
There's champagne. There's
always yes. something, right? There's mm-hmm. always a cocktail, so it's always cocktail time.
Right.
So, and that's how we base the show. And so, and Jen, we're so lucky to have Jen in our cast.
Yeah. Jen, a.k.a.
Pepsi. But Natalie, really awesome. Quick, yeah. tell everybody the extra things that you can bring to the show.
Oh, yeah. So our show, it plays at 10 o'clock on Saturday night. So it's meant to be part of your girls' night out. You know, you can go Perfect. Have a drink before or have dinner and go clubbing afterwards. It's about an hour long. It's BYOB. Uh-huh. Bring champagne, wine.
We sure do.
That's
sure
right.
Did.
Everybody starts there drinking in the lobby. And then they say, can we bring it in the theater? And we say, yeah, you can. There are a couple. Come on in. So,
nice.
Yeah, it's a great time.
Come drink with us.
Oh, so, we have Jen who plays Pepsi.
Yeah.
We have a little clip from the show, so we'd love to play it.
Can you talk about a little bit what that scene was? And
yes, I am singing about my man, Big Monet. of course, like Big Papa. We all are based on kind of on Real Housewives.
Yeah, combinations yes. of
yeah.
Real Housewives characters.
So which character are you based off of?
I'm the brown one. I'm the token minority. I think I represent Miami and Atlanta.
And she does a great portrait of this Puerto Rican beautiful housewife.
So funny.
Who has a sugar daddy.
Yes, Big Monet.
That's funny. Now, what about the other cast members? Like, who do they represent? I think I could figure it out. But just for the sake, tell us.
Yeah, well, you help me out.
So we have a character named Ricky, who is very Kim Richards. So up here we have our man, Randy.
Our handsome Randy.
He's supposed to be Andy Cohen.
Right? Yes, our Randy. And then next to Jen on the right there, we have our character, Olivia, who's just kind of the younger kind of
OC,
airbrain kind of. Yeah, exactly. And then behind Jen, we have our oversexed character, played by Liam Mangum. And there's Ricky.
Oh, I love Ricky.
Falling onto the stage. That's definitely more of our Beverly Hills Kim character.
It was so much fun. So much fun.
Really, you guys, it was laugh out loud funny. It was great. Like a girl's night out. We had dinner before. We had drinks there. I mean, I didn't want it to end. Yeah. The songs, the lyrics were brilliant. It was so funny. It was so witty and hilarious.
We loved it.
Well, we're going to put up the album on iTunes in the next couple weeks. We'll let you know.
That was my next question for you. So if people, for those who don't live in Los Angeles, is there a way for them to, like, once the show starts, can they download it? Can they see it on YouTube? Can they pay for it? Like, how does that work?
Well, right now, we're just concentrating on getting the music up. Okay. Some of the demos can be heard on a website called SoundCloud.com, and you can just search Real Drunk Housewives, and the music will come up and some little outtakes and stuff. And then in the next couple of weeks, we're going to have the album up on iTunes. And so, definitely can search Real Drunk Housewives on iTunes.
Well, obviously, we're super fans, and we just want to thank you so much for putting this together, because this was hilarious. It was brilliant.
We're so glad to
I would
have
love
you guys.
To watch it again.
Thanks for coming.
Come on back.
Such a great idea. It's fantastic. So hats off
thank
to you.
You.
Yeah, we would love to. We just want to let everybody know about it.
I know. We just want everyone to come, because we know that once they're there, it's just such a great time.
And
everybody has such a great time.
The listeners, I really didn't even recognize Jen, because she was so character. And she's like, hi. And I was like,
who is
Pepsi?
This girl?
Is that you, girl?
This is me. I'm right here. Don't worry. I'm not very far.
She goes, hi, I'm Jen. I was like, who?
Oh, my God. So funny. So the show that we went to this weekend was just like a test.
It was the final test.
Final test.
Testing is over. So this Saturday, August 4th, 10 p.m. in Hollywood, we're going to have our opening night, you know.
At where?
At Oh My Ribs on Santa Monica Boulevard. I know. What a great name for a theater.
It is not a restaurant.
Bring your own ribs. And so we're going to be there this Saturday, and then we'll be there every Saturday at 10 o'clock through August, and then from there we'll see. Hopefully we'll extend and go from there. So
this is
really going
to be big. Like, where can people find tickets to purchase?
Well, you can definitely go to Facebook.com and like us. We're at The Real Drunk Housewives of the San Fernando Valley on Facebook. Okay. And also you can go to OhMyRibs.com.
Awesome.
And they have a ticket link up there, and you can buy tickets online. It's a smaller theater, so it's got about 50 seats, so you definitely want to pick up tickets in advance.
And every seat was filled.
Every seat was filled. It was awesome.
Every seat was filled.
Yeah.
Now, I have a quick question. Have you reached out to any of the housewives from any of the franchises to tell them about this show? Do they know about it? Like, are you trying to get them to come to support it?
Yes. Everybody, come and support it. I mean, I think our show really celebrates the franchise.
Yeah.
It's not trying to be judgy or disparaging. And, sometimes when we watch the episodes, we're like, oop, I don't know if I went too far or if we went far enough. Because, you look at some of these things and birds flying at Andy Cohen. That's not in our play. That's real. So we definitely would love any housewives to come. Anyone who brings Andy Cohen gets in free. We have a little promo going.
Well, we got to tweet him.
Yes, please.
Tweet him. And the nice part about your show is that you will never have a loss for material. Like, there's always a new show like in rotation. So this could go on forever.
Right?
Forever.
Right. Okay.
Yeah. Keep on coming.
What should we find?
Yeah. Who do you want to play, Deanna?
Maybe I could do my Nene
Leakes.
That's right. I know. We would love, any housewives do cameo. Reach out to Slade and, some house husband. Come on, come on by. We'll throw you on stage.
We'll make it happen.
Yeah.
We'll make it happen.
Yes.
Well, we're so glad to have you guys here.
Yeah, a lot of fun.
Thanks for having us.
Of course. Yeah, you have to come back. Maybe for a reunion special or something. You guys can
be
back. Maybe bring the whole cast.
That'd be great.
Awesome. So now let's dig into a little news and gossip.
Okay.
Are we ready for that?
Yes.
Yeah.
Speaking of.
Where's our sound effect?
AfterBuzz TV News.
Okay, so the big news today for the Real Housewives franchise is that Adrienne Maloof from Beverly Hills, right in our backyard, she confirmed that her and her husband are getting a divorce. Aww. Are you guys surprised to hear this?
I'm sad. I really like them together.
But are you surprised based off of what we've seen thus far of their relationship on TV?
Not really surprised. Not really surprised.
I'm a little surprised. I thought that that's just how they, that that's what works for them.
Yeah.
You know, they're not the kissy kissy, I love you, you know, kind of. Kind of couple, but you, I thought that, you know, they really loved each other.
Yeah.
She seems like she was more stressed out, like, on the last season with the whole thing with the basketball team and stuff. They were having a lot of stress, and I'm sure that plays a part at home.
It almost seemed like their lives were a little separate, too, because he was a plastic surgeon, then she was running all these businesses.
Well, she's a Maloof.
Yeah, the Kings. I mean, she's got all these business
ventures.
Plus,
she has three kids.
Yeah, she's got three kids, you know. At the end of the day, though, they could probably still live under the same roof in that big-ass house and never have to see each other.
Yeah. Meet in the spa upstairs.
Exactly.
Get a treatment.
You know, so, yeah, it is unfortunate. It is sad, but it will be interesting to see, you know, when that show premieres this fall, how this divorce is going to affect what we see on camera. Like, you know, if the signs were there, you know, when we watch the footage. So that will be interesting. Let's see here. Next up, this is no surprise. We kind of addressed it, but Teresa, she's gone out on her blog on the website and basically saying that she was really shocked to see Caroline's comments about her marriage. And we kind of addressed that earlier in the show. And she's quoted by saying, I was shocked by Caroline's comment about my marriage. Not because I don't expect her to say nasty things about me and to constantly judge of me. That's what she does. What shocked me is her hypocrisy. So where do we think she was, Caroline was being a hypocrite?
These housewives love that word.
Yeah. I know. I'm surprised that word is in her lexicon.
I think she had a ghostwriter for that blog entry.
I'm going to take a jab. I'm going to take a guess. I think maybe Teresa is saying, you know, Caroline's being a hypocrite because she's so self-righteous and she's so like, don't talk about other people's problems, worry about your own life. Yet she is running her mouth about Teresa's life. And, you know, Caroline can't play innocent here because Caroline does run her mouth all the time about Teresa. And I'm not saying that Teresa doesn't run her mouth, but don't sit here and act innocent and, you know, pretend that you're not talking shit. It's just, if you are, you are. Yeah. Own up to it.
Yeah. That's interesting. Well, it's funny how the show was taped, obviously, such a long time ago, but now we're getting real time about, like, how they're really feeling about all this stuff. So I think it's interesting that this feud is still going. Like, they're not friends anymore. Nothing has been mended. So, I don't know. I think that's kind of interesting. What else? Oh, here's the last bit of gossip that was out there. Well, it was more of a question, and we can all kind of talk about it. But do we think that Teresa influences her kids, her children, their thoughts on their aunt Melissa?
Of course.
Yes.
Yeah. And do we think that's right or wrong?
Wrong.
That's wrong.
That's right. Yeah. Wrong.
Yeah. Wrong.
Yeah. Especially the episode where they're in the car going to Beatstock and one of them is mocking her and the other one is like, Melissa sucks. And they just laugh. So I just think that's a poor example to have for the kids. And it's only just, you know, creating more, you know, animosity with the families, you know. What I want to know is when Melissa went back and watched this, I want to know what they thought. Like, well, I would love to know that.
That's probably why in the present time they're still feuding. Because it's one thing if as adults we don't get along, but you don't bring your children into it.
Yeah.
God's sake. I mean, we're family.
Yeah. Bringing the kids into it is nasty. Yeah. It's nasty. So I can understand Filomeno Russo's comment from before. I hope we addressed your email, Filomeno.
And please feel free to email us more comments.
Please. Yes. We appreciate it. I think, let's see, we're ready for predictions, right?
Predictions.
Predictions.
And now, you're after Buzz TV. Predictions.
Okay, here's what I want to know. I want to know when Ish is going to hit the fan, if it's going to hit the fan, when Albie tells Caroline that Lindsay is moved in. Yeah. What do we think was going to happen?
I think he's going to get his ass kicked by his mom.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What do you guys think?
Yeah, she's probably paying that lease. She's just going to pull it right out from under them, right?
Oh, yeah, I didn't think about that. Who's paying the rent?
Or probably at least,
I'm sure they're getting help. Yeah.
Yeah, no, they're getting help.
Mm.
So we see on the next episode the men try body surfing.
Yeah, and they're still on the trip.
They're still on the trip. We hear a lot of screaming from Melissa.
So she must have gotten bit by something or someone.
Yes, by the little
maybe
tick.
The little water tick.
Or maybe it was Tarzan under the water.
Yeah. Oh my God. So gross. An eel. It's an eel.
Snake going into a cave. Okay. Yeah. What else? But basically, next week, you know, they're still on their trip.
Well, Teresa and Jacqueline have that conversation, says, okay, yes. So we're basically going our separate ways.
After
it's like,
thing.
Gosh, this is like a divorce. My goodness.
It is. And that's going to, it makes me wonder, like, what's going to happen for the reunion? Because obviously, they all still have beef. You know what I mean? And then, like, what's going to happen season, what? We're in, not season, but. Well, the next, you know, when
season
it comes
five.
Back. Season five, yeah. 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 So, I don't know.
It's crazy.
Well, we will see.
We have a lot to look forward
this
to.
This is a really, really great show.
Yay.
Thank you so much for being here. We had so much fun.
We loved you.
Thanks
for
having us. Everybody loves you as well. We'll have you back. But let's go around the table, and where can we find you?
Again, you guys, I'm the girl who rocks Louboutins and drinks a 40 out of a brown paper bag. Please follow me on Twitter at It's Susan Hahn, ITSSUSANHAHN, because I'm always going to keep it real, one bitch at a time.
And I'm Natalie Haller, and you can find me on Twitter at Natalie77 and at RealDrunkHousewifeW. And on Facebook, like us at Facebook.com/TheRealDrunkHousewives of the San Fernando Valley.
And your show starts this weekend?
Starts this weekend, Saturday, August
4th.
Awesome. 10 p.m.
And Miss Jen?
I am Jen Roenheimer. I do not tweet. I can barely log into Facebook, but you can find me on Facebook with The Real Drunk Housewives of the San Fernando Valley.
Get this girl on Twitter. How are you going to get these housewives on? You are not tweeting. God.
Hello, that's Pepsi. She doesn't do that.
Right. You need your own Pepsi Twitter.
Alter ego needs to tweet.
Maybe Pepsi will start tweeting.
Her acrylics are too long to tweet.
Oh, and I am Deanna Vaughn. You guys can find me on Twitter at GoToGirlTV. That's G-O, the number 2, Girl TV. And you can also find me on GoToGirlTV.com, where I'll bring you lots of fun tips about, you know, fashion and how to get a deal and, you know, keeps you fabulous. Okay. Thanks, guys.
Thank you,
we'll
guys
see you
so
next
much.
Week. Well, you won't see me, but...
Bye.
Bye.
From Bing.com, executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.